that today we arrested Ratko Mladić. Extradition process is underway. This is the result of full cooperation of Serbia with the Hague Tribunal. We have always believed in our strategy and the work of everyone involved in this process. Today we closed one chapter of our recent history that will bring us one step closer to full reconciliation in the region.
Overnight, we have, and we will provide today, a list of 232 individuals that we have actual reports that individuals have come in and said that they were missing and unaccounted for. We will release that list today. Now, keeping in mind that on that list, there are individuals that we are working directly with their family members to identify and notify their loved ones that they are deceased.
You actually were close enough to smell the trunk of that car, were you not?
The only smell that I had was of smelled gas cans and they're placed on the ground in front of me.
And you did not smell any smell of human decomposition on June 24th of 2008 in the trunk of your daughter's car?
Did not.
Since this decision only focuses on licensing and that specific exemption, I do not believe that it is a predictor by any stretch of the imagination of what the Supreme Court will do in terms of Arizona's broader law SB 1070. I am hopeful the court will ultimately sustain the Arizona District Court's decision to overturn key sections of Arizona's notorious Show Me Your Papers law. This is a further example of Congress's failure to enact comprehensive immigration reform that is leading to a patchwork of immigration laws. We need a federal solution to our broken immigration system rather than a state-by-state process of taking different approaches.